it's Angelina. Welcome back to another Monday Study Break podcast episode. Today I'm here with Athena.
Hi, guys.
Okay, if you want to give a little introduction and just how we met.
Yes, so Angelina and I met over a few months ago over summer, and we were in the same entrepreneurship business summer program where we got to have a lot of fun in Philadelphia, as well as learn and gain new knowledge on the business world. And for an introduction, my name's Athena. I'm currently a senior and I live in Jakarta, Indonesia.
Yeah, super cool. So right now we're filming the episode. It's 9 p.m. for me and it's 11 a.m. for her. So a big time difference, but I'm so happy that you're here joining me today. And during this episode, we're just going to be chatting a bit about your journey with Project Illuminated and how you provide electricity using lithium batteries for street food vendors in Indonesia. So if you want to get started and just tell the listeners a little bit about your story behind Project Illuminated.
Yes, I'm happy to. All right. Project Illuminated, you know, began as a personal venture about a year and a half ago. And the idea sort of began because I noticed the importance of sustainability and renewable energy, especially coming from Indonesia, a developing country. We are always constantly trying to innovate and come up with new solutions that harnesses renewable energy to be more sustainable for the community. So in light of this, I saw an opportunity of like, oh, I could harness solar energy to provide a sustainable but also cost-effective lighting solution for food carts. And, you know, I wanted to make a change using the resources I have, the knowledge that I've gained throughout the years in high school, and make a positive contribution to the street food community. So since food carts are kind of like stationed around the streets and moving throughout the day, I thought, oh, what about if I could store solar energy? Because, you know, Indonesia's in the equator, so we have sunlight all year round. So during daylight hours that we could store the solar energy and we could leverage it at night. And this would not only improve working conditions for the food carts because, you know, some of them right now use kerosene lanterns or they have to leverage electricity from neighboring homes and it's just an inconvenience. So if they had a device that would constantly allow their carts to be illuminated, they could have better mobility, they could move around when they're selling. We're also trying to actively reduce carbon emissions that are associated with using like kerosene lanterns. And another big impact would be minimizing the electricity costs. So that's the overview of Project Illuminated.
Yeah, that's amazing. And when I first heard about this project, I think we had like a little session during the program where people could share like their different like projects and like their passions. And I was just so amazed by yours because I've never heard anything like it. And yeah, I just think it's really inspiring and I'm glad that you can share it with the listeners. But I have to ask, since your project has to do with helping street food vendors, what is your favorite street food?
Yeah, so, you know, growing up, we've been exposed to like a diverse range of street food. And like, if one has never been to Jakarta, especially like, it's like a bustling city. So actually, street foods are like all around the street, wherever you turn. And I would say my favorite would have to be like nasi goreng. And that's Indonesian for Indonesian fried rice, only because like every food cart offers a different variety of it. And like, you could pick and choose the different variations, the ingredients. So every time you're getting something new and you could customize it based on your taste. But of course, there's also lots of street foods like sweets for people who like sweets, like cakes. And I like street foods just because they're convenient. They're very simple. And it always makes your day. Like if you buy something from a local food vendor and it's like traditional food items that we might not get like in high school, like in my high school, at least like the cafeteria, we don't really have like local food. So it's nice, like grabbing a small bite when I'm like craving something. Yeah,
for sure. I really want to visit Indonesia and try the food just after you described all of that. But I'm so curious, like when we were in Philly, there were a lot of like different food trucks and like street food vendors as well. So like, how would you compare the two, like Philadelphia versus Indonesia?
Yeah, I think in Philly, there's like food trucks. So actually like it's more well-established and operating a food truck around Philly is like a big operation. You can see like all the setup, the equipment, and the difference with Indonesia, it's kind of like Indonesian like food cart vendors, like the people who own it, are coming from low-income families, and these food carts might be their primary source of income. They don't have a lot of adequate resources. They're very like simple. They're actually like maybe like half the size of a food cart. There's no, I guess, professional equipment, like stove. Like there isn't any of that resources that allows them to cook like a full meal. Because like in Philly, you could have like food trucks where you could have like a whole restaurant quality meal, and it's like very delicious. But in Indonesia, the food carts are more like just an integral part of like the street food culture, and it allows like other maybe like workers who sometimes food carts are stationed around like factories. So like if workers like have a break during the day, that's where they can grab something that's cheap, also like fulfilling for their nutrition.
Yeah, it's definitely important to like note those differences between the two cultures. But yeah. So going back to Project Illuminated, how did you first get started with it in terms of like resources and like prototyping? Just tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so the main inspiration behind Project Illuminated was just realizing that, since these food vendor and the owners, they rely on food carts for their primary source of income, which means that I believe the working conditions are really important, because having an efficient workspace allows you to, get up every day, go to work, and actually like perform well and to make an income. But there's a lot of concerns with food carts, and in terms of lighting, in terms of electricity costs. And I remember that when I had this, this idea, this vision of like, oh, how could I illuminate? I had this vision, like, because food carts congregate at night. Like, oh, what if there was a better way to light up the streets, that could attract more customers, improve like overall workplace conditions. So I remember reaching out to ABC Lithium, which is the main lithium battery manufacturing place in Indonesia, because lithium batteries are actually fairly newly introduced in Jakarta, which is the capital of Indonesia. And I remember reaching out to them to see whether we could develop a device that could, not only have the solar energy component, which is through solar panels, but create like a power box that includes a lithium battery so that you could store the electricity. And I remember researching this project was very like interesting for me, and I learned a lot through it, because I remember having to sort of deep dive into batteries and electricity. Like, it's not a topic I am very, very expert on, and I had to read a lot on circuit designing, battery types, like how to arrange the different electricity currents. And I chose lithium batteries just because they're rechargeable and they have a longer lifespan. And I thought that, oh, since it's a technology that has finally been introduced in Jakarta, like why not leverage it and see what type of technology that we could like innovate out of it. And I remember the design of the system itself had to be tailored to like food carts, because it's never been done before in food carts. So we had to make sure that we match the me correct measurements, the correct voltage for the efficient lighting. And prototyping was very important as well. I remember coming into meetings with the people in the manufacturing and the factories trying to make this like solar home system. So I remember we were trying to figure out the most compact, easiest way to connect solar panels as well as the batteries, also the inverters. So there's like different electrical components, the wires that could ensure like the electricity flowing through. And we ended up on a design where the solar panels would capture the sunlight from, let's say if this is a food cart, they would come on top and it would be converted into the appropriate electrical current, because lamps have alternating currents, direct currents, which was something that was really interesting for me to learn, because I think most of us, like, we don't pay attention to like the detailed components of everything in electrical circuits. And from that conversion, it will be regulated and stored in lithium batteries. Oh, and another design component we had was including a charging port for customers. So basically, the electricity could be used for customers to charge their electronic devices. And I thought this overall added to the value of food carts and the experience of purchasing food in a food vendor. And in terms of funding, I would say the initial funding for the first few like early prototypes came from family, but the success of like those early prototypes, because it's such a fairly new innovation here, like it persuaded ABC Lithium, which was like the main lithium battery factory, to support my venture, and they embraced it as part of their corporate social responsibility. So companies in Indonesia or around the world have a social responsibility requirement to meet. And I thought that this idea aligned with their mission as of like trying to use lithium batteries to make positive change. And throughout the last year, you know, the partnership has evolved and we've continuously made improvements. So this journey has been all about making sure the design is efficient, lightweight, compact, easy for the food cart owners to understand, and it just makes their working life more efficient and enjoyable.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think that your whole journey is really inspiring. And I think it's super impressive that you were able to like develop a partnership with an actual company. So I wanted to circle back to like you figuring out the engineering process of like creating the batteries. I was wondering if you had like an interest in engineering before, or if you involved like your classmates or your friends to help you out with that.
Yeah, so when I first read about lithium batteries being introduced in Indonesia, I would, I guess, just read about like what are the benefits of using lithium batteries. And I had constant meetings with the engineers in the manufacturing factories. So I think that for me, like being super into the process of making these devices allowed me to understand like what exactly goes into each component. And I remember constantly asking questions of, you know, how can we make sure that the electricity meets the right voltage for the food cart owners? How can we make sure that the light is efficient? Also, sometimes in batteries, you can't overcharge it because we're basically getting electricity from solar panels. So from solar energy, we have to make sure that it doesn't overheat the batteries. And I would say like I mostly did all the prototyping design with actual like professionals and engineers because they were the ones who were supplying the lithium batteries. And then throughout each prototype, they had, because they had the resources to test out the battery voltage, we made sure that everything aligned with what the food cart vendors needed for their lighting, and the device had proper controllers, had proper inverters so that the currents from the solar panel could be efficiently used and that each food cart would get adequate lighting.
Yeah, that's so cool. And like you mentioned how you were working with like professional workers who know the works of the battery. So just putting this in something more general, I was wondering if you had any advice for other teens or like young entrepreneurs who are interested in like launching their innovation and are having trouble developing these partnerships or reaching out to these companies to have support.
Yeah, I think for more like background information, I definitely faced a lot of obstacles, and the main one being business negotiations. It's not easy. You know, you have this innovative idea, but trying to get it done in reality, it's also a lot of outside circumstances that are out of your control. And I remember it's sometimes, you know the saying, like you reach out to so many, but you just need that one. And I remember talking to different foundations, trying to gain sponsorships because, you know, when I worked with the lithium battery factories, they weren't making solar panels, which means we had to get sponsorships from solar panel companies elsewhere to help support this venture. And I remember forming partnerships in general is not as easy because, especially established companies, they are looking for results. They're looking for, oh, what do you have to offer us? Especially because they're the ones offering me their resources, but I'm not an established company myself. I'm just, you know, a student looking to make a new innovation. And I remember having to, you know, pitch in a way, like companies, like you, when you go there, it's important to be like professional, to have a pitch deck, to be really ready, especially with numbers. Like, so basically for our device, our prototype ended up in one single charge. It would provide 108 watt hours, up to 22 hours of illumination in a charge. And the batteries have a 3 year battery life if everything is maintained well. So those type of numbers are really important cost-wise. And I would say my advice would be to, you know, seek out mentors and resources because you don't know meeting one person, you could end up getting a connection to somebody else in the company or another company that they have a connection to, and that you have to learn from your failures. Like throughout each pitch that I gave, like actually people are really open to helping out students, and because they are very inspired by us, like youth, especially anybody who has an innovative idea. Like people in companies are willing to support you, and you should never underestimate that all of our ideas have an impact on the community, and that others are looking to, you know, build you up and they're looking to improve your ideas. So throughout each pitch, like you can find out different parts that could make your presentation more stronger, more compelling. And throughout that, you cannot, you know, give up. You have to stay passionate, stay committed, because when you start an innovation, you get it's that single spark of idea of that inspiration, but it takes a lot of determination and persistence to make a meaningful change. And hopefully that along your journey, you enjoy it, but you also meet a lot of incredible people who are willing to support you and to see where your idea might end up reaching, you know.
Yeah, definitely. This is a lot of helpful insight. And I wanted to circle back to your point of networking and making connections. And you never know that, like, one person you talk to may know another person that can help you launch your idea. So being willing to create those skills and create those connections and put yourself out there is definitely super important. And then I liked how you mentioned, like, when you're pitching your idea and trying to establish credibility and really market yourself to these bigger companies, it's important to like use numbers, like use statistics and like give them a good idea of what your idea is and how you could create a positive impact, not only to the community, but also for their company. And like a lot of these, like, these pitch decks, or like these how to pitch yourself, how to market your idea. If you're unsure where to start, there's a lot of resources online, YouTube videos, and then, like Athena mentioned, mentors, people around you that have experience with this. So there are definitely resources that you can find if you look for them. But moving on to a slightly different topic, we heard a lot about Athena, your journey to getting where you are now. So I wanted to hear a little bit about what stage you're at right now and what you're looking to do in the future with Project Illuminated.
Yes. So currently, after all of, you know, the determination, the hard work, making connections, you know, we have successfully installed these lithium battery systems, solar energy storage systems in more than 40 food carts around Indonesia. And I would say like every single venture is kind of like a work in progress. Like as you continue to install more of these, like you get super passionate about making sure it's the best possible product you can offer to people. And I'm always trying to work with the engineer to see, like, oh, can we make this device more lightweight, more compact? Can we make it more understandable for food cart workers? How can we make sure the design is simple enough but also provides efficient illumination? And we I would say, oh, another thing, would we would have gained recognition by local news stations. So that was a really cool experience being featured and to hopefully raise awareness about, you know, the importance of how renewable energy, how technology, how innovation can actually make a change in sustainability. And sometimes all you need is to leverage the resources that you currently have to make a change in other people's lives. And moving forward, I hope that this project continues to expand, you know, especially as I leave to college. I hope that this continues to impact more food carts in Jakarta, especially since ABC Lithium is doing this as a part of their corporate social responsibility. So I'm very thankful that they have supported my mission and also provide their insight on how to make sure this project positively impacts other people. I hope to also attract more youth, honestly, in high school who care about supporting underprivileged workers, who care about improving sustainability in their community. And to achieve this goal of mine, I have actually spoken to a school club in my high school where they are also passionate about improving livelihoods of food cart workers. And I remember, you know, back again to that idea of pitching, of sharing your story. It's a lot different experience trying to speak to high school students rather than speaking to actual companies. And I remember my senior year, so like the last 2 months, this new club at school, and I introduced myself to them and I told them all about Project Illuminated. And it's been great seeing how other, you know, other young kids just like me also care about supporting each other, care about collaboration. And I remember taking them to see the devices on the actual food carts, and they are really inspired by, you know, how one idea I had a year and a half ago could actually exist in reality. So I hope that by integrating Project Illuminated into more clubs at school, that garners like more interest and more awareness. And if we work together and conduct fundraisers, you know, I want Project Illuminated to continue its way and to help inspire other kids who are willing to make a difference in their community. So I'm excited for that in the upcoming months.
Yeah, that's amazing. And like this whole process, I'll be cheering you on. This is super cool. And yeah, I'm so proud of all the progress you've made. But I wanted to kind of wrap this up and kind of talk about how Project Illuminated and your journey with it has shaped your identity and helped you grow as a person.
Yeah. Project Illuminated, I would say its roots are honestly in my connection with my community, my hometown, and the street food culture of Jakarta, Indonesia. And this idea was just born out of simply witnessing like the challenges around my community, like sitting in my car, going home from school. Like you sometimes overlook what's going on in the environment. But for me, I remember, being stuck in traffic, noticing how food carts are congregating on the side of the streets, noticing the vibrant community, how tourists love coming over to try out the local street food. And I love it when, people comment on how delicious, how authentic the street food is in Jakarta. And I remember just connecting with underprivileged workers when I was doing interviews and research for this project and seeing them, like food cart workers are also people and humans who want to improve themselves every single day, want to be a better person. And in their work, they're also caring about the environment. And I love how, in Indonesia, I'm constantly surrounded by people who are passionate about not just, making an income, but also doing it properly and doing it so that our environment stays clean and safe as well for us living in it. And I want to make a positive change in the lives of these vendors and enhance their working conditions. I care about adding value to the lives of others, and I think this journey has, cemented this identity in me that, I, even though might be young or might be a high school student, like we all have the possibility and we all have the opportunity to impact the lives of other people, and that not having real world business experience shouldn't stop us from going out there giving it a shot. And that if you really believe in your idea, then you're gonna meet people along the way who believe in your ideas as well. And it's all about how much value you can bring to other people, because that's something that everyone empathizes with, and that's what connects our community together and makes it so special.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing and very, very well said. If any of the listeners, you guys have an idea of your own, hopefully Athena's words and her advice and her journey were able to inspire you. And please feel free to reach out to either of us. I'll leave Project Illuminated's website down below. You can reach out to them to see how you can support their mission. And yeah, just to wrap it up, thank you so much to you, Athena, for taking the time and your effort to be on the podcast today. I had a lot of fun hearing about your story, and I think the listeners will have a great time as well. Any last words or anything else you want to say to the listeners?
Yeah, I think, every day, like you never know what could happen every single day. Things happen unexpectedly. You never know what sort of inspiration you might gain. You never know the people you might meet. And I hope that everyone takes advantage of those opportunities that are presented to us. And that, as we're all growing up, we're all meeting new people around the world every single day. And that it's like connections like these that motivate me to go forward. It's the impact that It's like the what if, like what if your idea could actually impact many other people. So I hope that, you guys listening to the podcast continue to find that source of inspiration in your own lives. And I hope that I wish all the best for everyone. And thank you, Angelina, for having me. It was a pleasure to speak with you again after our time in the summer.
Yeah,
And
of
I hope
course.
the best for you too.
Thank you. Okay, that's great. That wraps the episode up. Please make sure to tune in next Monday for a new episode. And yeah, that's it. Talk soon. Bye.